Yeah, page 142, formal cause. He says it enhances ground over figure rather than figure over ground. It enhances interaction, and it enhances the name. The Rumpelstiltskin factor. So what do you think of that, Sue? This naming aspect is involved with formal cause. Formal cause is the effect of a technology. In other words, okay. If you want to know, take an automobile. Okay, the efficient cause is we got to put gas in this engine, and it'll make the wheels turn. That's efficient cause. That's how we make the car go. Material cause would be the metal the car is made up of, or plastic, right? Material cause, see, it's what are the causes? Aristotle had four levels, being a fragmented literate person, four levels of what was going on to explain the why. So the material cause was the metal or plastic in the car. The efficient cause, I guess, would be the wheels triggered by the gas. The final cause would be you get somewheres. You're going somewheres. Right? You have a car so you can go somewheres, a destination.
What was formal cause?
Now, here's the thing, Sue. Western man only studied efficient causality the last 500 years, how to make better machines. And that includes better materials, the materials revolution of the 60s, and then the goal, which was progress, progress, progress. All those three causes were enhanced by the printing press and industry, kinetic space, and that we forgot formal cause, which is what are the effects on the car on previous media or on people in general and on language. Formal cause is studying the effects of a new object. So he has here, right, just last week, we were talking about how do you do the Rumpelstiltskin thing? You know that, you heard it, Andrew. You name it, you control it, McLuhan said, right? So Rumpelstiltskin is a new phenomenon that's out of control until you get his name, correct, Andrew?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so you remember us talking about that. So then the issue last week was, how do you name a post-verbal complex typhon, quoting McLuhan's 40s book, Typhon in America, a multi-headed monster, how do you name it? You can't just say a word. Finnegan's Wake was an attempt at naming it by showing the whole process on all levels. That book is a naming, and I've always thought that way, and this is the first time I've seen, I think Eric is agreeing with me. Formal cause, he has capital T, small h-e, capital N, then small a-m-e, the name. The name is part of creating formal cause. If you name it, you control it, and you also might bias the effects that people notice by the quality of your name. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. You could say something, Andrew, or Sue.
No,
can.
It just seems there'd be also an additional step. Like if we've got to the point where Einstein could, in a sense,
name the ether.
Name the ether, but there is, a subtle step beyond where there's a freedom and capacity to enjoy that situation. He seems to be still locked in the solemn masks of time and space, as it were.
Eric.
Einstein.
Oh, Einstein, right. Because you would have to ask Eric why he's saying capitalizing the name, and he has above it interaction. Obviously, Einstein was showing the flux of absolute time and space that Newton had brought in. Now it was fluxing and moving and interacting space-time continuum. So he was bringing in his E=mc² is a formal cause sculpture in reference to the old environment of ether. What Einstein didn't get, and Wyndham Lewis did, and Lewis made fun of Einstein, is that Lewis knew the telegraph was the reason Einstein was a figure. Einstein didn't know that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
The larger ground of why Einstein became popular, Einstein didn't know, but Lewis began the study of those hidden technical situations. So his book, The Art of Being Ruled, was an attempt to name the new Rumpelstiltskin.
So if we were writing a McLuhan essay at that point, we'd group the shadow and Einstein and all of these things in one paragraph.
That's right. You would just do a scan, a real lazy inventory. Just look, open the paper, just list off all the events that are talked about in the different divisions, the entertainment page, the sports page, and make an inventory, and that would be the only way to properly name the new Rumpelstiltskin, the new hypnosis.